Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're looking at we're going to look eventually at mitzvah number 28 in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Positive Commandments. And right now we're going to be looking at the psukim in Tetzava and in Kisisa. Very interesting that the Torah breaks up essential psukim. Well, of course they're essential. What I mean is psukim that reveal new information that's not repeated for some reason, for nuanced stuff, just basic new information, broken up into two sections in Sefer Shmos. Eric, we're about to look at Parsha Tetzav at the very end. We're looking at chapter 30 in Shmos, and we'll start with the first pasuk. So first, we should realize what just happened. So the Torah just finished Truma Tetzav, most of it, and all of Truma is done, and Tetzav. So we have the furniture of the Mishkan itself, the Arias HaMishkan, the Ohel, the Mitzvah, the whole thing, the Adonim, you know, the whole description of the Mishkan. And then we have the Big Day Kahuna in Parsha Tetzaveh, and we have some of the Karbanos for the Miluim, the description of that, and that's where we're at now. So, so and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes how they're going to dedicate these things. Then, in, right before chapter 30, the end of 29, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to appear to their the Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to be known, or I'm going to be no oddity Shem. I'll meet with you, in the Mishkan Vikdash Bechodi, and it will be sanctified with my honor. And for pasuk 44, I will sanctify Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach, and Aharon and his sons I will sanctify to the Kohenim for me. And I will dwell amongst Bnei Israel, and I will be their God. And they will know that I am their God who took them out of Mitzrayim to dwell among them. That's a very finishing completion statement. You don't say that in the middle of the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, the Shachanti B'socha, make for me a Mikdash and I will dwell amongst you. And then and then go on and continue to describe the making of the Mishkan. So the Torah really is giving a very dramatic completion to the description of the, I haven't passed it out yet, a dramatic completion to the completion of the Mishkan. Then it says, comes Pasuk 30, was that this week?
From last
week. We can make it relevant, we really could. We probably will. But I'm not withholding, it's just I don't have it organized. What's that?
It's the same sharing.
It's the same. See if I notice. Mm-hmm. I actually said a chiddush that's negayah to tonight's thing, and I mamish couldn't remember what I said. I had to mamish work hard again. I had to chiddush it all over again. Anyway, so chapter 30, it starts with Asisim Mizbeach Miktach Torah. So it's really funny. I'm probably like other people. When I was 12 years old, matter of fact, I was in Bnei Brak. So we learned Truma, Parshas Truma. So before we learned Parshas Truma, I bought from the Sarim store there, they had a Mishkan V'Kalev model. You know, like, you know, America, we were building airplanes, they were building Mishkans. So, and it was unbelievably detailed thing where the Mamish, the Adonim with the sockets, the whole thing was all plastic. And I was able to put together, I knew the whole Mishkan through and through. I knew the numbers and the measurements. It was unbelievable detail. So then when it came to the Parsha, there's nothing you could tell me. I knew it already. So when it says, V'Asisa Mizbeach Mikach Torah, right? Saying, yeah, of course, I know, there's a Mizbeach in the Mishkan. And you don't notice that the Torah has left the Mizbeach Mikdak Torah for after the completion of the Mishkan. And, right? The Shulchan's back there in Truma. The Aron's back there in Truma. The Menorah's back there in Truma. The Mizbeach is over there. But this over here, Vasiyis Mizbeach Mikdak Torah. So that gets the attention of the Rishonim. So first of all, Vasiyis Mizbeach Mikdak Torah. You should make a Mizbeach for the offering of incense. I'd say shitim to aso, okay? And then it gives the measurements. Amar ko, amar rechbo, revu yehiye, it was square, amasayin kamaso, mimenu kanosav, it's going to have these little corners coming up, you're going to coat it with gold, because it was made out of wood. And you're going to make this little gold edging or crown, and there are going to be two rings on the corners there, and that you're going to be able to carry the Mizbeach HaZahav with these poles. You place it, verse 6, you shall place it before the Parochas Asher al Aron HaEdus, which is itself suspended over or before the Ark of the Covenant, before the Kaparos, which is on the Edus, where I will meet with you there. The Hatira love, Aharon's Torah Samim, Aharon is going, what are you going to do with it? So Aharon is going to be Makdir the Torah Samim, right? They translated here as the spice incense. Okay, Torah Samim, yeah, because Torah means that which is, you know, offered up in smoke. Samim is the spices. Baboker, baboker, each morning, when he kindles or lights or somehow, whatever the Hatovas and Eros means, that's when he's going to do the Ketoros. And also when he does the candles, the menorah, not candles, the lights in the afternoon, he should also offer the Ketoros. Ketoros to me, it's an eternal Ketoros before Hashem for your generations. Don't do any strange Ketores or an Olam Mincha and Nesach. Don't put on this Mizbeach. You're just going to do one thing. This thing is only for the Ketores. And Aharon shall atone on its corners once a year from the blood of the Chatas HaKippurim. Once a year he's going to be atone for it. Kadosh Kadoshim. That's something else. That's for a special Chatas for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. That's a separate issue. But that's not really what it's for. That's really to repair it or cleanse it or to atone for misuse of it. But the function is the Ketores. Okay, that's Kitetzaveh. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy. Okay, God told me to do it, and He told me what it's for. Then, you come in Parshas Kisisa, and...
Did you say for what? What is it for?
It's for the Ketores. Yeah, it says, V'hektira l'vaharon. Yeah, okay. Then, in Parshas Kisisa, so you have, just to get the flow, so you have the Machzis HaShekel, then you have the Kiyor, and then you have the besamim that you're going to make into this merkachas maser rekach, this shem mishras chodesh, this anointing oil, and then in verse 34 you have this. So Yomer Hashem Moshe, kach lucha samim natav v'shcheles v'chel benas samim levanan zata bad bevad yehiyah. So you're going to take all this. Okay, here it goes. Stakti, anika, and galbanum, spices and pure frankincense. Okay, they shall be of equal weight. Okay. That's why I needed the English. Okay. And Sisa Sakataris Ramasa Rakeh, and you should make it, and you, by the way, who's he talking to? Moshe. Okay. You shall make a Kataris Rokach Masa Rakeh, right? The handiwork of a perfumer, okay? Mumulach Tahar Kodesh. Thoroughly mixed, pure, and holy. The Shachakta Mimena Hadek, and you shall grind some of it finely. And you shall place from it before the covenant in the Ol Moed, where I will meet with you there. Kadosh Kadosh into Yelachem should be very holy. You know, meaning, verse 37, you're not going to copy it. Right? The incense that you shall make and its proportion you shall make for yourselves. Okay. Kadosh Kadosh Yelachem. Okay. Each Asher Yasekem Ola Rechman Nishman Tzorah. You're not allowed to imitate Tzorah. But here you have this thing called take the samim and make the ketores, and then you're going to place it. What's this placing? It doesn't mention the mizbeach here. You notice, it doesn't mention the altar. What are you going to do? You're going to put it on the ground, right? What's happening over here? So, and there's no
mizbeach, make the ketores. So what else would you put on?
Where does it say that?
Put it out.
No, I would assume that it goes on the Ketores, but I'm saying in the mitzvah here that Moshe was supposed to take these spices and make them into a mixture, right? And then whatever, it says place it, right? It just says place it before the Eidos. It doesn't even say offer it as an offering. Mm-hmm. It's not a contradiction. It's just it's just an interesting structuring of the directions. There's no Aharon. You're not going to give it to Aharon. Aharon is not going to put it over there. You're going to put it over there. There's no Ketoret. There's no burning or anything. It's just going to place it there. So it's odd. So one thing we forgot to point out back in Ketetzaveh is when it tells you what to do with the Mizbeach HaZav, it says in verse 7, very end of there, the parsha, the Hektir Alav Aharon Ketoret Samim. Aharon is going to offer on it the Haftarah Samim each day when he does the Neras. Okay. So the pasuk there is clear. We're talking about Aharon. The Rishonim ask, it's not true that you need a Kohen Gadol, and there are other times when it says Aharon Uvanav. Why does it only say Aharon over here? The Ramban asks, why does it say only Aharon over here? It should say Aharon Uvanav, because we don't have a halacha that the Torah has to be done by Kohen Gadol. Just like it says with the menorah, it says Aharon Uvanav, because the menorah doesn't require the Kohen. So why does it say only Aharon? But for whatever reason, he answered Dre's out of it. He seems to say that, because later on he's going to talk about Aharon and Yom Kippur, and there it's only Aharon because it's the Kohen Gadol, so therefore here he doesn't want to say Aharon of Vanav, because it won't balance out with later on when all of a sudden you're going to go, where's Vanav? And so just says Aharon here, because later he's going to say Aharon, two psukim later by Yom Kippur. But the main point, though, is that we notice that there clearly Aharon is going to be doing whatever is supposed to be done with his Zechariah. So what we can notice is, just that it's obvious, but what we can notice is that one, we're talking to Kohanim in Parshas Tetzaveh, and in Parshas Kisisa, a few paragraphs later, we're talking Moshe is supposed to take the Samim and mix it and do the grinding or whatever it is, and then he's supposed to place it somewhere before the El Moed, right? There's nothing about the Kohen there at all, it's Moshe. And two, what else do we have here? There's no mention really other than Mizbeach. Oh yeah, but the main point of all this is that the Mizbeach Hazav is described outside the context of the Klei HaMishkan, right? Outside the context of the Klei HaMishkan. So I'm just pointing out, just from reading the Psukim, before we have any Torah, before we have any Diyukim, what's that? Mizbeach HaZav, which is the Mizbeach HaTorah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The other one is Nechoshes. Yeah, yeah.
Is the Torah the only thing that is described outside?
Is the Torah the only thing that's described outside that list?
Yes.
Where is the Mizbeach HaOlah? Isn't that at the end of Truma? I don't know. No, the Mizbeach HaOlah. Where is the Mizbeach HaOlah? Is it the end of... I don't remember. Certainly the Klei HaMishkan... Sisim is Beach, yeah. Atze Shitim, the very end of Truma. It's all in there. Yeah, no, there's Beach is there too. As far as I know, there's no, all the other Kalim are inside. Alright, so we might as well skip right away to this. I had a problem with the machine. So this one is one set. This one is also. Yes. Oh, it's really? It's the same thing? So let's skip that. Let's see if we can just manage with the ones that work.
One set, two pages.
Okay, yes. So I have a one page. Yeah. The ideal is one page with two different, with
right.
Two sides. Okay, let's get this out, okay? This way? Okay. Yeah, in other words, okay, so we have a one page handout on two sides.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to look at the short side, the side that has the Ramban and Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph. Okay. So the Ramban. Let's just go through this Ramban quickly. So Asisa Mizbeach Miktat Torahs. This is the parsha in Tetzaveh, the last few sukkim. He named Mizbeach Torahs Ben Akelim Afnimim Hayah. The Mizbeach Torahs. This is a little square little thing here. Was the inside vessels. It would be appropriate to be mentioned together with the Shulchan and the Menorah where it's placed. Right? The Mizbeach HaTorah goes outside the Paroches, near the, it's actually in a certain way in a triangle with the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Chen Hizkiran, B'maisa Parashas Ayakel, indeed later on, they're all mentioned together. B'maisa, I think it means L'maisa. And Hizkiran. Or maybe unless he means B'maisa in the fact when they made them, but Parshas Vayakel. Okay, Aval. So what's the reason? Aval Atam LaHizkiro Kan Achar Mishkan V'Chol Keil V'HaKarbanos. The reason to mention it here after the Mishkan and all of its vessels and the Karbanos. What does he mean the Karbanos? The Karbanos that are meant to dedicate, anoint the Mishkan and its vessels. Ba'avur Sha'amar B'Tashlim HaKol. But since he said at the completion, V'Nikdash B'Chvadi. It will be sanctified with my glory. V'shachanti v'sofenei Yisrael. So Omar, so now he, that is true about the Mishkan and the Kelim. It's going to be the device through which I am going to be dwelling among Israel, and I'll be sanctified. It'll be sanctified with my glory. So now he says, Ki od yishayv lahem. In addition, they have something else that's going to be for his covenant. Is the way the Rambam is going to say. Od yishayv lahem shegiasim isbeach mitzvah taras lahatir l'chavod Hashem. Right. So in addition to the Mishkan itself, which is completed and done, now you're also going to have another obligation to make a Mizbeach Mitzvah Taras L'Hakdil Chod Hashem. So now the Ramban is going to try to explain it, and we're not going to understand it because he says not to. He says don't understand it. The Zehu Raz is the secret, okay, to tune out. Shemim Sol Moshe Rabbeinu Shak Taras Otsra Halagefa. We already know this. Otsra, thank you. Thank you. That the Taras stops the, blocks the Magefa, right? We have it both by Korach and over there in Chukas by Aaron. Ki Akhtaras B'midas Hadin. Because Akhtaras functions inside the realm of Midas Hadin. Shenemar Yasir Akhtaras Ba'Pecha, as he quotes from Hazinu. And the Af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always anger, right? Min B'chor Api, right? So the Akhtaras is in your nostrils, which means the Akhtaras addresses the anger that you have, right? That's what it means in Parsha Shemini, and with the death of Nadav and Avihu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, that's what Hashem said, that when they offered that Ketorah Zara, I will become glorified through, in the face of all the people, through the death of your children. They'll know my glory, and they'll know that my glory will not tolerate your sin, and they'll be careful with my glory. Okay, he's saying that the Ketores is always involved with din, and it's always an issue of revealing the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kach Amar Kan, V'nasata Oseh L'fnei HaParachas Asher Al Aron HaEdus, L'fnei HaKaparas Asher Al HaEdus, Asher Yiv'eil HaShama, right, that whole length, Timad Sarech L'harich B'chaleila. Why does he have to give a whole description? L'fnei HaKaparas Asher Al HaEdus, Asher Yiv'eil, right, right? Just tell me the location. Don't give me the whole description of what you do with that and how you meet with me and the whole thing. Just like it says later on, it just tells you the place. It doesn't give you the whole arichus. That's to reveal its essential issue, which is that the Ketores is much more of an inyan of the Kavod Hashem. So again, how we want to develop that, I don't know, whatever. We just know that there's a relationship between the Ketores and Kavod Hashem. But the point of the Ramban is, indeed, my kasha stands. The Mishkan is finished, and it doesn't belong there, because this Mizbech HaKtaris is now being built for an equivalent Nikdash Bechvodi type of an issue. There's the Mishkan, the Nikdash Bechvodi, and then there's the Mizbech HaKtaris, which also, in its own way, deals with my Charanaf, or reveals the covet of me through the HaKtaris Zara, which would show. But it's also an inner kavod. The point being, whatever the Ramban is saying, without being clear, we know that the Ramban is saying that the Mizbech HaKtaris is something separate from the Mishkan, and he's not. And he was also interestingly not saying something else. If you recall, and this is a point that might be relevant, if you recall, we talked about the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban about the Klei HaMikdash. We keep on coming back to that as we go through this series from Mitzvah 20 till here, that the Rambam held that the Klei HaMikdash are all subsumed in the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, right? That, and that's why the Rambam describes all the Kelim of the Mikdash in Hilchas Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaVechira, because he holds that the completion of the building of the Beis HaVechira is through the building of the Kelim and putting them in. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't count any of the kelim of the Mishkan as a or the Mikdash as a mitzvah, because he holds that the mitzvah is to build a complete Mikdash, and that would include, and he calls it a base avoda. We are medayik in the Rambam that the Rambam's language for the base of Achira is a base avoda. The function of the base of Mikdash is the avoda, so the kelim do the avoda. That's what the base of Mikdash is. So you build the base of Mikdash under the mitzvah of building it, and that includes the kelim. The Ramban said no. The Kelim are not part of the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, because, said the Ramban, both in Chumash and in his Hasagas on the Rambam, the Beis HaMikdash is not a Beis Avodah. He doesn't openly say this. What he does say is the Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Shechina is found. It's access to the Shechina, right? It's Har Sinai, coming down, the Shekhinah coming and then traveling with Klal Yisrael till they get to Har Tzion. That's what the Ramban and Chumash says. The Ramban says, therefore, the Kalim that help you do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash are not of the essential function and definitive idea of the Mikdash. The Mikdash is the Shachanti Besochem. And, says the Ramban, the mitzvahs of building these various Kalim are subsumed in the mitzvah of doing what those Kalim are supposed to do. There's a mitzvah to make lechem ha'tani, therefore you need a shulchan. There's a mitzvah to light the menorah, therefore you need a menorah. There's a mitzvah, right, now what he doesn't say is there's a mitzvah to light the ketores, therefore you need a mizbeach. The Ramban, right, the Ramban, he doesn't treat it that way. So it's very interesting. The Ramban could have, you would have wanted him to say, So this mizbeach haktoras is there to enable. Well, maybe it is consistent with that. It could be consistent with that. I'm just pointing out that the Ramban's answer here, that there is indeed a separate function for the haktoras, needs to be processed in the context of the Ramban's general approach to the kalim. That's all I'm pointing out. I'm not clear myself if this would fit hand in glove with his approach, or if it's irrelevant, his approach that the mitzvos of the kelim are subsumed in the function of the kelim. The mitzvah is always the function of the kelim, and the kelim are to enable the function. That's what the Ramban says. So here he's saying that, was that? Not hashra mitzvah so much. Maybe you could use that analogy. Yeah, I hear. Okay, so that's the Ramban here. Now let's go to the Rambam himself. And I did it in this order for a reason, but right now let's just go to Mitzvah 28, the third selection on the other side of the page there. Okay? Let me get the... Yes.
The Ramban is saying that he would, that because it's counted differently,
yeah,
it's its own, it doesn't fall into the category of the other
Kalim. Right.
So would that, it would support the idea that if it's like the Beit Shlina, something's unique purpose is not an avoda,
mm-hmm,
but it is,
yeah,
Lakavod Shemayim, mm-hmm, so then it has more of a uniqueness to connect to the function of the Beis Hamikdash as a whole, as opposed to the function of the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash.
Okay, I hear. So it's interesting that you're going to have it a little on that. You're making a good point.
What is the question?
Yeah, I'm going to try to review what you're saying. I'm going to try to review it. So the Ramban says, I agree there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, right? However, that mitzvah is not to build a place of avoda. That mitzvah is that's a mitzvah to build a place of Shekhinah. Now the Ramban comes along in Tetzaveh and says that the Ketores is a parallel function of welcoming the Shekhinah. There's the Mikdash V'Chvodi of the Mishkan, and then there's the Mizbech HaKetores, which is also going to be revealing the Kavod Shemayim, right? Okay. It's parallel to. See, the Ramban seems to be saying, just like the Mishkan itself is Megala Kavod Shemayim, so to the Torah is also another form of Megillah
Kavod Shemayim. Right, different than the other Kalim.
Right, and it's different than the other Kalim, right. So now you're suggesting that whereas the other Kalim are subsumed in the Avoda of the Kalim for the Mitzvah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this, on the other hand, might not be, because it is kind of like another Mikdash. Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't seem like he says the avoda is the idea of,
right,
the same reason we have the,
right,
Mikdash.
Right.
It's its own,
right,
situation.
Right.
But this, the reason for it is the same reason we have the Mikdash.
Right. That's right. So I'm not sure exactly if this is how to reckon. Not that it's contradictory. I'm not sure how to fit it in with this. What we're dealing with. When we're talking about the Ramban's and the Rambam's counting of mitzvahs, particularly with the Kalim, we're dealing with their system of counting. We're not necessarily dealing with concepts. We're dealing with the rules of counting mitzvahs. So the Ramban and the Rambam both agree that the Kalim are not counted as separate mitzvahs, but for different reasons. The Rambam says don't count it because it's part of the Beis Hamikdash. The Ramban says don't count it because it's part of the separate mitzvah of the Lachem HaPanim and the Neratami and so on and so forth. So the question is whether or not this is consistent with that or not. Seems to me we can live with it, which means the Ramban would say you don't have a mitzvah to build a Mizbeach. Why? Because you have to do the Torah. And why do you have to do the Torah? That has to do I just introduced to you this new concept that the Torah is Kod Shemayim, like the Mikdash. Fine. But the Ramban would still be able to say that, right? Okay.
So anyway, he's fine, just, but not a mitzvah.
No, I'm saying that the Ramban would say, just like with the Kalim inside, I would say making them is not a mitzvah. Because what you're supposed to do with them is a mitzvah, and the Kalim allow that. So now I'm jumping outside, and I'm agreeing that it's not part of the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm agreeing that it's not even conceptually part of the design of the Mikdash. I see in Tetzaveh that it's totally separate. It's another vehicle for Kvod Shemayim. Now I have to count this as a mitzvah of Ketores. Do I count the mitzvah of making the Mizbeach? I still follow my same system of not counting it, because whatever the Ketores is, the Mizbeach enables that to be done. So I gave you a new concept of what the Ketores is. It's not the regular avoda inside the Beis HaMikdash. It's something else, right? But I still stay with my rule that I'm not going to count making the Mizbeach as a separate mitzvah, because it's just there to allow for the Ketores to be done. That's all I'm saying. So I think we could...
I think also just it goes with the idea of why it's locally different. So it fits with the Rambam,
yes,
the entire Shita of what the differences between these two would be, and that's why it's not listed with all the other things in the Sukkim, is because it has its own function, which is parallel to the function of the
okay,
so
okay,
that's
okay,
where
okay,
yeah.
Got it, okay. Yes.
I would say that the Rambam probably disagreed with the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says the Ketoret is to get rid of the freshener,
the
air freshener.
Right. Yes.
And that's the reason,
yes,
I would contend that it's outside of everything else.
Very
nothing
good
to do with the Avodah.
Very good.
It's an air freshener.
Right.
It's a very important,
right,
essential,
but he's still
crucial.
But he's still going to count it as a mitzvah. Right.
But it's
a mitzvah.
Right,
but
it's
conceptually not that.
It's totally different than everything else. Everything else is to do with the Avodah of the Beit HaMikdash.
Right.
This is something, it's something that I need. It's very important. The
right,
most
but it's not the avodah.
But it's not part of the avodah.
Right.
It's
to compensate for the avodah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if we have time, we'll see a Meshech Chachma who actually takes issue with the Rambam on that. He actually does.
You usually agree with the Rambam.
I know. Especially Meshech Chachma. Yeah. I mean, that's the math. But he takes issue with that in the Mara. I think it's... I don't want to say this because then I'm going to stimulate you. I'm going to activate you because he's not worried about taking him one of the Marna Rishon. But all right, okay. Now, all right. So now, Mr. 28. Let's go to the Ramban over here. To the Ramban. Mr. 28. He shemitzavu hakohenim. The Mr. 28 is that the kohenim were commanded lahasim ketores pa'amayim b'yom al mizbeach hazav, to place ketores twice a day on the gold altar. Who amar yisala? That's what it means when it says. So that's it. So the Aaron's going to do this. Okay. So let's go on. Ukvar hisparu mishpatei ha'ktaras hazos maskenta v'torah ha'ktara ba b'chol yom b'tchilas krisus. So all of this and its measurements and its proper ratios, all that's explained in the beginning. Krisus comes from fine. So what the Rambam says is, number one is, this is a mitzvah on whom? It's Tavu HaKohenim. He's clear that it's the Kohenim who have the mitzvah. And I brought down, just as an example, Mitzvah Lamed Tes, which is the Kamed Ben HaAbayim, just to compare it so you see that the Rambam is not just casual about this. In Lamed Tes, the Rambam says, He Shetzivanu LaHakriv B'Mikdash Shnei Kvas B'Chayam, that we are commanded, right? Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah. And if you look in Parshas Pinchas, indeed, it's by Deber Hashem Moshe Limor, Sa'adis B'nei Yisrael V'yamatu Alehem, it's called Nilach Mili Yishai. It's real clear Moshe is supposed to talk to Klal Yisrael. How are they going to get it done? They're going to get it done with the Kohanim. But it's not a mitzvah on the Kohanim to do it. It is a mitzvah on the Kohanim here, though. The Rambam is real clear, Shetzivanu Shetzivin Sabo Kohanim. And the pasuk he quotes in Tetzaveh is indeed Aaron. It's interesting because there are other Rishonim who quote the Pesukim in Kisisa as the source for the mitzvah of the Torah. And in Kisisa, you don't have a mention of Aaron, as you pointed out. And I'm wondering if they would hold that not only is that that's a source, but also the mitzvah is on Klal Yisrael, and the Kohanim live it out. I just want to point out to you something here in Mitzvah Kuf Gimel in the Chinuch. The Chinuch is known to try whenever possible to follow the Rambam. And in Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, that's his own numbering system because he follows the sequence of appearance of the mitzvahs in the Parsha. So Mitzvah 103 in the Chinuch, which is a Mitzvah of Teres, he says that it's Davar HaKohanim, but that's okay, fine. But then at the end, when he always talks about how to violate it, so he says, V'noheges bizman habayis b'zifre kahuna. Right? The mitzvah is practiced, and when there's a base of mikvah, b'zifre kahuna. It's clear. That's the kind of thing. And if you go in the chinuch to mitzvah tuf aleph, which is the carbon tumid, it's fascinating how he does this, because in mitzvah... That's how, I'm sorry, there you're right. That's not Rahamavai. There he doesn't talk about what... That's true. So he's you're 100% right. Yeah. Interesting. He doesn't say ha'over. He doesn't say anything about ha'over. There's no heges v'zanabai v'zichei kohuna. But I still think with the contrast we'll appreciate something. But you're correct that he does not describe who's mevatel the mitzvah. So mitzvah and the karban tamid. So here he starts off the chinuch. Shemitzavu Yisrael sheakrivu ayadei mishrosei Hashem Yisbarach shem akonim. Yisrael is commanded that they should be makiv through the servants of God, who are kohanim, two kvasim every day. And then at the end he says, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'zman habayis, this mitzvah applies when there's a beis hamikdash, v'hi min ha-mitzvah shehi mutalas al ha-tzibur. And it's a communal mitzvah, v'yoser al ha-kohanim, right? Now, listen to how he says this, v'im shema chas v'shalom yisrash luba. If God forbid they become weak or lazy, shalola hakriva b'chol yom, not to offer it, bitlu aseze, they, evidently means the kohanim, will mevatel it, v'hashagaga nitleis al kol adas b'nei Yisrael hayodim badavar, and the shagaga would be blamed on all of Israel who knew about it, im yesh koch b'yadim l'sakim b'shem sad, if they had the ability to repair it. I guess what, to go up there and scream at the kohanim or to
not
push
to bring
them? No, I don't think so.
But
well, the whole is shechita's kasher bazar, but not everything else. You can't. They can't go beyond shechita.
Well, particularly,
I think I don't know. He says in yesh b'kofi yom l'sakim b'shem tzad. I think he. Yeah. The Ashkagan Nitlis Akkad asked in Israel before that. Im Shema Chasashom Yisrash Luba Shalala Hakriv Machayam. Bitlu
Asa.
I'm sorry, the Negus Mitzvah. Oh, I see. She Yisrael She Akriva Ayadei Mishrasei Hashem. Shehem Akkadim. Yeah? Okay. So, alright, so I'm just saying the contrast is clear. The Chinuch goes out of his way here to put the Bitl Asay on all of Klal Yisrael. If they had some shaychus to it, meaning since we're trusting the kohanim to do it and they didn't do it, you can't blame me. I was in Tel Aviv doing a business deal and it's not my fault. I have a right to assume they're going to do it, but if I could have made a difference, then it's my problem, right? That's what he's saying. It's my problem even though I'm not a kohen. So and clearly you stop Yisrael, so we have to make sure the kohanim do it somehow. Okay, as opposed to the Torah where he doesn't say a word about Yisrael. He starts with Mishtabu HaKohanim. He doesn't say Mishar Se Hashem, doesn't talk about them as servants or anything, and he just says, Noheges v'zanabayis v'zuchei kahuna, the mitzvah applies to zuchei kahuna. So the chinuch seems to be following the lead of the Rambam himself, who says, Mishtabu HaKohanim, and then by the Tumid he says, Mishtab Tivanu. By the way, Another nuance that bothers me, I'm not sure what to do with this. Maybe it won't bother you. When it's the kohenim, it's well, I guess okay. It's whenever it's the kohenim, it's shenitztavu, shenitztavu levim, shenitztavu kohenim, shenitztavu kohenim. Then when it's us, it's not shenitztavinu, it's shetzivanu. I don't know what to do with that. It's shenitztavu hakohenim, not shetziva hakohenim or tshiva lakohenim.
I think this is the
Frankel
here. It has just
Tiva
calling forever.
Really? Really? Where are you? Yeah, I have the Frankel too. That's
not,
I don't get it.
No.
Oh, that's the classic one, I think. Interesting.
I
don't know what you call it.
You have, okay. Yeah, so again, and that reminds me, of course, we're dealing with a translation from the Aramaic. That's why we're going to have, from the Arabic, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah. So that'll explain it. So that was to get to the, okay, good. So number one is we have this issue of the Kohanim, and we can see where it comes from, right? Because of the Parsha in Tetzaveh. Now, the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah, even though it's done twice a day. Right? The Ramban takes issue with this. You may recall we discussed this in the mitzvah Kriya Shema, in mitzvah Yud. The Ramban holds that Kriya Shema is two mitzvahs, because you're supposed to say it morning and evening. And he says that the Karban Tamid is two mitzvahs, and he says that the Ketores is two mitzvahs. And he says that the reason it would be two mitzvahs is because they're not ma'akev zeh. Right, they're not because if you skip the morning tamid, you still have to do the afternoon tamid. You don't say, "Oops, blew it, can't do it today because we didn't do the tamid in the morning." Therefore, forget the tamid in the afternoon. And if a person doesn't say Shema in the morning, he still has to say Shema in the evening. And if a person if the Torah is not offered in the morning, the Torah has to be offered in the evening. And the Ramban goes on. This is the part that drove us crazy. He says, and if a person doesn't put on the shel yad, he still has to put on the shel rosh. That's why that's two mitzvahs, right? First, we said, what do you mean? That's a whole different thing. It's a totally different surah of the mitzvah, different parshias, different setup, different place on the hand, and that, whatever. So we talked about that. But the point is that the Ramban holds that it's two mitzvahs. What they want to bring a raya from Rashi, that Rashi also holds it's two mitzvahs. I don't understand this raya. I'll tell you what they say. Rashi in Krisa says that if a person does makes, you know, there's a prohibition, we just saw it, that you're not allowed, lo sasa kamas kuntal, you're not allowed to imitate the formula of the k'taris. If a person recreates the k'taris per formula, he's over a lav is chayav k'taris. So what's the shear? So suppose a person does enough k'taris to do the morning k'taris and not the afternoon k'taris, right? Because the shear of the k'taris is to make enough for the whole day, right? So Rashi says that the shear, that the minimum shear for doing, for violating the thing, is the k'taris of the whole day. So they say, so you see that Rashi holds that it's one mitzvah. Because if Rashi held it was two mitzvahs, so then the shear should be the shear for just the morning, and the shear is just for the afternoon. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I hear the original logic of it, but I understand that. There's two separate, counting a mitzvah as a new mitzvah called a morning Torah or an afternoon Torah has nothing to do with whether or not you're over for making a certain shear. It has nothing to do with minyan mitzvahs. There's nothing to do with the issue of averus or whatever it is. I just don't understand why they bring a raya from that. I don't understand it. I'm not holding any figures, so I can't, I'm not holding any figures over there. I can't argue with that. That's it. It needs to be looked at. All right. So what do we have? Number one is the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah of the kohenim or not? So in Kisisa, it seems to me that if you're going to bring the makar for the mitzvah from Kisisa, you might end up holding that as a carbon. It's a din and a tzibur. They are mechalik. In other words, they point out that there's certain carbonus tzibur. If you hold that the mitzvah is on the kohenim, it's not a carbon tzibur. Right? It's not a carbon tzibur. It's just a mitzvah that has to be performed, right? And it's something that has to be performed in the thing, but doesn't have to be l'shem bialim, for example. There's a halacha that carbonas have to be offered l'shem bialim. And if you don't offer it l'shma, then it's pasul, and you have to offer it again. So if the kohenim don't offer the carbon tamid l'shem bialim for Klal Yisrael, so then it's something wrong with l'shma, right? If the Kohanim don't offer the Ketores l'shem bialim, would that invalidate the Ketores? I think it depends on whether or not it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do the Ketores, or it's a mitzvah on the kohanim to do the ksaris. Yeah, yeah, because for example, the tamid came from the Trumas HaLishcha, which everybody contributed to, so that they all had a share in it, right? The whole point was that they had to, the Kaisel was bringing this covenant.
How is this different than any
equivalent
of Tzibor? That, let's say, I don't know, the
Regalim
or
anything. Yeah, Yom Kippur, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, mean, they're also.
Isn't it that the Kohen brings it, but it's Mitzvah of Israel?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. And Echanami, and there had to be a Lishma. I'm saying there had to be a Lishma. I'm just pointing out that if you take the Torah and put it as a mitzvah on the Kohanim, I don't know if they had to have in mind that they're doing it for Klal Yisrael. That's what I'm saying. With the Karbanos, they would. That's what I'm saying. It could be a business community. No, we have to be careful. When the Rambam says that, he's giving you, he's saying, as it was pointed out, it's not part of the Avodah, right? It's giving a reason other than some form of Avodah, right? But there's a mitzvah. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah to do it.
Right.
So who has the mitzvah, right? So who has the mitzvah? Whatever it is, you want to say that you want to say a reason because he wanted to cover. Even that, by the way, is it's not to demean the mitzvah or to say that it's not important. It's that we.
You have to have a different purpose.
So maybe I'm not hearing it. You want to say that if that's the purpose, then who cares who's bringing it?
No. I'm saying if that's the purpose, then it's surprising that it's a problem for the rest of Klal Yisrael. But not if it has to do with the base of Mikdash itself, like there's a.
But maybe Klal Yisrael is obligated to bring that air freshener. Right, I'm saying if it's a miss on Klal Yisrael, then you whatever it is, you have to bring it for Klal Yisrael.
The one thing that this is just something weird, but that pasuk at the end of the tzukim that says that that if you make it for the purpose, if you make it right, it says it, the words I'm trying
maskunta, the maskunta over there at the very end of Tetzava.
Yes.
Or was it in the last pasuk in Kisisa, in the parashat Kisisa?
Yeah, okay.
I'm
so
sorry.
Pasuk
Lama Zion.
He says that it says like it's a very general term. If a person comes and makes it,
yeah,
it's not
ish.
One of ish, which to me it implied that it wasn't somebody from just a stand. It's a stand. If some person wanted to make it,
yeah,
which is just kind of a different. One, it implies that if somebody that at least the way I understand it implies that can anybody make it.
No, but this is the copy one.
He's saying the one that you're not supposed to make. Anybody who makes it to imitate.
So the question is it that to me that implies then that a czar can make it? Because if anybody makes it for the wrong purpose, well then the question is why are you making it at all? Are you making it for the right purpose? Or making it for the wrong purpose?
Make it first of all. Okay, now you're opening up another question. Offer it or make it. That's the thing. That's the second issue we have to talk about, and this is where the Ramban Sharash number 10 comes in. Making it and offering it are two different things. And the Ramban, thank you very much. So let's go quickly through this because it's getting a little late. So the Rambam here in Sharash 10, he uses Ketores as his example of the 10th principle of how to count mitzvahs. Let's go through it quickly. It'll be real clear to you. It's not appropriate to count in the list of mitzvahs the steps which reach a goal or a climax or a completion. Meaning, sometimes there are orders in the Torah, and those orders are not the mitzvah. They're preparations or steps to perform the mitzvah. As if it's relating how is it appropriate to do the mitzvah. Dimyanza, an example of this would be Sof Parshas Emor, Lekach Tosolos. You shall take flour, that's for the Lechem upon him. We're not going to say taking Solas and setting it aside as a mitzvah, Asi Yasa Lechem mitzvah, and then making the Lechem upon him as a mitzvah. Avalah Nimna, mitzvah say, all these parentheses. What's counted as the mitzvah say is the climax, the goal. The mitzvah is that there should be this bread there all the time. Then he tells you how you're going to get there. and how you make it. And so on and so forth. And it's the same approach. It's not appropriate to count. Now the Rambam here is going to tell on this because he says that somebody does this. So he says, "Ein roi shayimna amru reish parshas tetzave." It's not appropriate what it says in tetzave to count this. The yichui lecha shemen zayizach to take for you this pure olive oil. No, avo yinna mitzvah say amru shem lahalos ner tamid. Just count the light in the menorah. Zewa tavas haneres kumenashin is barav tamid so perikibul uba ferish mishnayis. Okay. Valzer derech baatzma liyimna amru reish parshas tisisa kachu chasamim. Don't count that either. Taking the tzamim. Avol yimna mitzvah say haktaras haktaras b'chol yom. K'moshe baba kasa pasha tzitava babaka babaka b'tikos haneres k'timena v'alos arnos haneres. So the goal is, the final step is offer the k'taras. How to do it is taking the stuff and mixing it. Zui ha-mitzvah ha-manuya. That's what's counted. V'amru kachu chasamim hakdama. When they say kachu chasamim hakdama b'tzivah shulavar eich teyasa ha-mitzvah zos haktaras zos. May Aza Dabatiya. The Khen Kakla Khabasamim Rosh Rosh Pasha Tisisa. La Yimna. Va Amnam Yimna Mrs. Say, Yatsiba Shisimanisha Khanik Dalam. Okay, the Shamana Mishra. Baladarchaza Hekesh Kol Masha Damalo connects all these things like this. Achala Yashabasa Khamasha and Rai Lubroso. So you won't have too many a multitude of things that should not be in multitudes. Vizos Kavana Saina Vishosh is that. That's our intent in this whole principle in number 10. 14 principles. Vahu davar mavur. Va'amnam zechunu va'aru Allah. We mention it and we raised it as an issue. Va'avur kikfar tov barabim. Gamken umanu ksas hakdamas hamitzas im hamitzah atzma b'shtei mitzvahs k'mashis bar l'misha yavin minir parshas shezachar Rav Shimon Kaira. That's the Bahag. Rav Shimon Kaira or Kiara. It's hard. Nobody's clear exactly how to pronounce his name. As a meaning from Cairo. Some people suggested it was from Cairo. Other people say no. It was a Babylonian name. He lived about 300 years before the Rabbi, the Bahag. And he was like the guy. The Bahag was like the first. He did in a rudimentary fashion what the Rambam did. He codified Bavli, right? And the Rambam doesn't have too many people to argue with because there weren't too many people who did anything like what the Rambam is doing. So the Rambam says, the Bahag goes and counts making Torahs, right, because of Kach Lecha B'Samim Kara, and also Haktaras Taras. The Baha'i Council is doing things. No, this principle tells you why not. Okay. The Ramban over here in Shoresh 10 says, no, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about, because if you look at the Baha'i doesn't say that. That's what basically this second selection says here. That, of course, I agree with the Rambam that it shouldn't be counted, and don't tell me that the Baha'i did count it. He didn't count it. You misunderstood him. Okay.
I don't understand the klal, because in the Kriya Mikdash, the Rambam counts Asar Ketoret as a mitzvah bifnei atzma.
He does? No, I know what he just says. No, he says mitzvah las is what he calls. Yeah, but he doesn't say mitzvah saseh. That's okay. The Rambam is saying the proper way to do it is. Let me remind you. They don't have it here. Yeah, no, in Tzvini Mumusafa. Yeah, in the third parak. He doesn't say mitzvah saseh. You'll notice in the parak there. Yeah, mitzvah like, to do that. Yeah, it's a proper thing. Right. Okay. Yeah, and in his list at the beginning of the thing, he doesn't mention anything about it. Yeah, and all the other mitzvahs there, he clearly says mitzvah saseh for the menorah, mitzvah saseh for the parak, mitzvah saseh for the tzitzit. So I guess it's his language here. Okay.
Still, I think all these chalakim, what do you want to call these preliminary actions, are they part of doing the mitzvah?
You mean, are you doing?
Are you involved in atiyas the mitzvah in his example, taking the solas or the lechem?
I'm just going to make up an answer. I don't think. So. I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, because the Rambam says it in the Akdama of the Klali.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we will have thousands of mitzvot.
Right.
So this, he says, this is just a listing of the 613.
Right.
Nothing to do with all the mitzvot that we have.
Meaning all the things we're
all
supposed
to do. All the things
that
we're supposed to be doing.
Well, let's be careful here. This sort of gets into the whole science of minyan mitzvot. If you hold that a certain statement in the Torah that says do this is not counted in 613, right, then you don't hold you're obligated by that sentence. Right. No, the Rambam holds you have to make Ketores in order to offer it.
Right.
Right. So you're not mevatel a mitzvah by not making Ketores, right? If you didn't offer the Ketores, you weren't mevatel a mitzvah of not making Ketores. You were mevatel the mitzvah of Ketores. If you hold that making the Ketores is a mitzvah, like he thought the Bahag held. So if you don't offer the Ketores, you're mevatel two mitzvahs. You didn't make it and you didn't offer it. But according to the Rambam, that it's one mitzvah called offer the Ketores, and I'm telling you how to do it. So then it's not just that he says you're really obligated on the same level, but I'm not going to count it. It's more than that. He's saying that it's not in the list of obligatory actions that you have to hold yourself accountable for it. So if the Rambam holds that a Siyas Ketores is not a mitzvah, it's not even like a hechsher mitzvah.
It's not in the minyana mitzvah.
Right.
That does not necessarily mean that it's not a.
It's the proper way to.
No,
it's the proper way to do it. It's the proper way to do it. But it's not. It's not. You're not mevatel a mitzvah if you don't do it. Like, let's say, I don't know, he overdid it. He made too much, and he has for years and years, and he never makes it. There's no mitzvah to make it. I'm just saying, unless you hold that there is a mitzvah. Once you don't count something in the minhag mitzvahs, it actually means that it's not an obligatory act. If it is an obligatory act, then it would be.
But we have so many mitzvot that are obligatory, even though they're not part of the 613.
Like what? Give me an example. Give me. I'm serious. Give me an example. Yeah, but I'm saying, give me an example of something, because I think you'll see that is just something that you have to do in order to make the mitzvah possible. Let's think about it. Let's think about it.
You are starting part of the mitzvah activity at that point.
So isn't kol maskel b'mitzvah omer l'gemar, is that a halachic statement, or is that that when a person is doing a good deed, he shouldn't stop in the middle? I don't know if that's a psak in halacha. Because if you're mitzvah in something, you don't omer lagmar. Do what you know. Somebody who starts picking up a lula of omer lagmar. Yeah, right? You know what I'm saying?
I think he'll stretch out in time. Although I guess parts of it, for instance, baking, the silas and baking it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there taka halacha like that? If I started doing the lechem upanim and then I say I'm tired, can you take over? Is there halacha omer l'gemar? I don't know. I think it's more like it's the Pinchas thing. Pinchas said, Rebbe, don't you? You know, can I pogimba? Okay, you go. You brought it up. You finish it off. It's more of a conceptual thing, an attitudinal thing, an approach. I don't think it's a halacha in doing mitzvahs. But again, I can't say that with authority of Shas. I can just say that I don't know if it's a halacha thing. Alright, so I just want to make sure we covered it. What else did we have here? The morning and evening thing we talked about, we compared it to Kriya Shema. The making of the Mizbeach, we talked about that too. I just want to point out something. There's a din that the Gemara in Zvachim says, and it's Paskind, that in the Beis HaMikdash you can offer the Ketores without the Mizbeach. If you don't have the Mizbeach Hazav, you can actually offer the Maktir Ketores Afapisha Ein Shem Mizbeach. Right? Put it on the ground, I guess. Or maybe, put it in a pan or something. Do something, I don't know. Just do it in the right place. Right? So there's a Shaila, the Meshech Chachma deals with, I think it's at the end of Kudei, two or three years. In the Mishkan, so it's like this. In the Beis HaMikdash, the place is Kadosh, right? The place of the Mizbeach HaKadosh is permanent and sanctified, right? So therefore, you don't have a Mizbeach, you still do it in that place. So Lefnei HaParochas, like the Pasuk in Kisisa says. But the question is, in the Mishkan, where every time they put down the Mishkan, they had to start all over again, so to speak, sanctifying the place, right? So there, would that same din apply? Why is that negeya? Because the Meshech Chachma is trying to explain why indeed the Mizbeach is separated from the others, if I recall correctly.
Why wouldn't it apply by the Mishkan? Nobody could just walk into the Mishkan whenever they wanted it. They went through the setup. 10 minutes before, they could have walked in that area.
I think he's saying that you need, because you would need the Mizbeach to sanctify the place. Bishlamah in the Mikdash, he's saying, let me see if I can find it for you. He's going on the pasuk in Bekudah, Vinasata as Mizbeach HaZahav Likteres. You shall place Mizbeach HaZahav Likteres. Let me read it to you quickly. The Mizbeach Shenekar Maktirin Teres Bimkomo. The Gemara in Zvachim says, Mizbeach Shenekar, Mizbeach that was uprooted, Maktirin Teres Bimkomo. Amnam zed dafka v'mikdash, shahaya hamakam kadash, abo v'mishkan shahaya metalper mimakam l'makam, v'nimshach hamishkan, abo hamakam lahaya kadash, the place wasn't kadash, the mishkan itself was, right? Like I showed in Parashas Truma, alright, well, let's see. L'cheinim nekar ha-mizbeach ein makterim b'mkamo. If you don't have mizbeach there, you can't do the k'taras. L'chein gabi asiya, by the, in order to make the Mizbeach Lokasav Liktoris. It doesn't say Mizbeach Azav Liktoris. It says Mizbeach Haktoris, right. Rak Abi Hakamash of a Midbar. Rak HaMizbeach Liktoris. Ava Makamo in a Roy Liktoris. Zer HaMizbeach Hu Liktoris. So you need the Mizbeach. That's why it says Mizbeach Liktoris. Okay. So he's making a distinction between the place and the mizbeach, which is needed to make it, because you don't have the kedushas hamakom in the thing. I don't know if that relates at all to the Rambam. There where he says, in Parshas Kisisa it says by the ketaras v'shachakta. And then you place it lefneha edus ba'ol mo'ed v'lo zocher as a mizbeach. It doesn't mention mizbeach le'mor al mizbeach yaktirena. L'chein mara lanu derak makoma ma'akev al ha'mizbeach lo ma'akev. That's the point. From the bifurcation of the mitzvah and the placement in kisisa, the statement that you should place it before the edus ba'ol mo'ed, and it doesn't mention mizbeach, you see the concept that you want the ketores there. You're not necessarily insistent on the mizbeach. He's saying that's where the Gemara gets it. L'chein mora lanu derak makoma ma'akev al mizbeach l'ma'akev di'im nekar maktim b'mkomo v'zeh diyuk nachum. Okay. So he's saying that's why the pasuk in Kisisa is separate, so to speak, and doesn't mention mizbeach at all, to tell you the idea that we just want the ketores there. What's interesting is, though, that in Kisisa, though, it doesn't mention the kohenim at all. It only mentions Moshe and you shall place it. That would make you want to say that it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do it, right? Moshe, but okay. All right, so that's where we have it. Next week we will be looking at mitzvah chavtes, which is lahavir eish al mizbeach, and that opens up some very interesting issues with the shrushes. So we'll get into that next week. Some of the principles. Okay, shkoyach.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the Donate link. Thank you very much.